Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, it's going to be the Taylor Titans. They visit Tipton Blue Devils. Internet radio broadcast is made possible at audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Hiding internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com 2008. To thank you for tuning in, we'll mention Game 1, the JV contest, was decided by the Blue Devils. It's Game 2, looking for a good one right here. Both these teams, they get together. Played good basketball last year at Taylor. It's a good basketball game, both teams. Good time. And ought to be a good time here tonight. Mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Taylor Titans. The Titans, they have a school enrollment, 153. In sectional 39, class 2A, are 7 in that sectional. As you know, sectional will be played at Tipton High School. So that means that Taylor is getting a chance to play on this court, will not have the opportunity to come over and practice, because they're going to play a game here on this court. That's efficient. IHSAA get them acquainted with Tipton High School basketball court. Mention a little bit about the Taylor Titans. Their principal, Mr. Brandon Gleason, athletic director, and their basketball coach, Robert Wannell. Robert Wannell will go by Bob. Good quality man. Absolutely. See him last year in the gym, I think during a girls' game. This is the athletic trainer. Taylor High School is the clerk. Athletic secretary is Kelsey Hinkle. Remind you, Taylor High School is located 3794 East 300 South in Kokomo, Indiana, 6902. And reach them by telephone, 765-453-0035. The web is Taylor, Titans, plural, athletics, plural.com. That's Taylor Titans, athletics.com. They wear the colors red and black. For black tonight, they got the old black uniform. They're going to wear red numerals outlined in white. Remind you, they perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. The Heartland Conference, made up of 9 teams. Talk about it from the top to the bottom. It stands right here, the 10th day of February. Mentioned at the top, presently, it's Clinton Prairie. 7 wins, no losses, 15-2. The 2 is Taylor Titans. 5-2 in the conference. They're 14-6 overall. Carroll Cougars. They're 4-2, 12-7 overall. Number 4, the Sheridan Blackhawks. 4-3, they're 11-6 overall. At number 5 is Tri-Central. Central Trojans, they're 4-3, 11-7 overall. Number 6, it's Robsville. Robsville Hornets, they're 4-4. Are 8-12 overall. Number 7 is Eastern. Eastern Comets, they're 2-5, 10-9 overall. At number 8, Delphi Oracles. They're 2-5 overall. They're 8-11. Take that back. 2-5 in the conference. They're 11 overall. And at number 9 is Clinton Central. Clinton Central looking for that first win. Have completed their conference. They do have 1 win. They're 1 win, 17 losses. And we'll remind you, the Taylor Titans are 14 wins, 6 losses. They're 5-2 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Effectively per ball game. In 20 ball games, average 52.9 points offensively. They give up defensively 44.5. Mention the head coach, Taylor Titans, is Mr. Bob Wannell. 35 wins, 2 losses. stinking year number three, Taylor High School. We're always a stinking year number 17, varsity boys basketball coach. 238 wins, 168 losses. Game on the agenda for Taylor. Play next Friday. Next Friday, take court again for a 16. Carroll Cougars beat the house at Taylor High School. Battle with the Taylor Titans at 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. We'll talk a little bit about the Chipton Blue Devils. Chipton Blue Devils right here, they have a school enrollment of 3,000. See, I take that back. Not the enrollment. That is the gym capacity. Sounds a little better. Not a Fisher's Tigers type of school. Mention Chipton Blue Devils. School enrollment at 454. In Class 2A, sectional 39. Yes, they're sectional. See, right here, Chipton High School. They're sectional in their overall records. Mention those. Chipton currently 17-1. Taylor 14-6. Akron 7-7. Akron 10-8. Oakwood 7-12. Jefferson Grant 4-11. And Eastbrook 4-12. I did see that Eastbrook ladies ones ready to play basketball at LaPel today. You'd go against the home team, LaPel, the Bulldogs, regional competition. Not sure who won that game. It's going to start at 4 o'clock. Also mention the principal. In high school is Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung. Assistant AD in the middle school athletic director is Mr. Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Mr. Bert Emmert. Remind you, Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone, 765-675-7431. The web is tipton.com. They were the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Are nine teams in the Hoosier Conference. Start the top. Let you know how they stack right now on this 10th day of February. Top in the East Division. Division at 3-0. 17-1 overall. We'll mention Chipton will play the East Central Catholic crossover game. That'll be next Friday. Be at the Central Catholic. If you cannot make it, you're welcome. Listen to PutMeInSports.com. Second place in the East Division this year, Wilson Heights. 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference East Division, 9-10 presently. Western, the Western Panthers. Place in the East, they're 1-2. They finished 1-2, 4-14 overall. Western Tigers. Finished 0-3 in the East, 10-5 presently overall. Now in the West Division, the X Central Catholic is 4-0. The West Division presently 10-5. And Twin Lakes Indians 10-1 in the West, 12-5 overall. West Lafayette Red Devils. 1-2 in the West, 0-6 overall. Central, the Bison, 1-2, 7-8 overall. Chillier Central, the Bombers, 0-3. The West, 8-9 overall. And mind you, the Chipton Blue Devils are currently 18 wins, 1 loss. The season, I think I said 17-1 at the top of the East. They are 18-1, finished 3-0 in the East. Overall, in 18 ball games, that's 19 ball games, 18-1. Blue Devils offensively averaging 68.6. Offensively, they're giving up 1.3. And we'll let you know, the head coach, Chip Blue Devils, in year number 5 at Tipton, Sir Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins, 81 wins, Tipton. 34 losses. We're always working in year number 43. The third year as a varsity head basketball coach. 578 wins, 193 losses, Mr. Cliff Hawkins, which is more than just basketball. That's the next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils. They'll play on Tuesday for a basketball game, and that ought to be fun. They'll go against Tuesday. They'll go against Oak Hill. Oak Hill currently 10-8 on the season. And that'll be at Oak Hill. PutneySports.com will be there. You cannot make it live. So we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference games that have taken place this week. I'll mention Tuesday, February 6th. Blackford, they traveled to hit the Blue Devils. Blue Devils got the win, 79-64. That was Tuesday. Another game on Tuesday, Faith Christian. To Central Catholic High School. Central Catholic got the win, 75-59. Then, 8 o'clock game, Tuesday night the 6th, Twin Lakes. They went to Kankakee Valley. It was a one overtime game. Twin Lakes got the win, 72-63. And on Thursday, February 8th, one ball game. Central hosted. Still here, Central. The Bombers were defeated by the Benton Central Bison, 71-39, at 8 o'clock start. Then last night, Friday night, we'll mention 8 o'clock start, Benton Central to Tri-County. Central got the win, 65-44. 7:30 contest last night at Westfield High School. Westfield got the win over Hamilton Heights. 86-87. Last night at 7:30 start, Clinton State Central Catholic traveled to West Lafayette. Central Catholic, West Lafayette. West Lafayette got the win, 70-60. If you're not familiar, West Lafayette Red Devil ball player, George Karloftis. George Karloftis went to Purdue. Played defensive line at West Lafayette. He wore number 5 at West Lafayette and 2. Drafted first round last year. The City Chiefs starts as number 56. Look for him tomorrow in the Super Bowl. George Karloftis. Be rooting for George. I'll be rooting for the San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy. See who wins. Anyway, checking out 56 defensive end, George Karloftis, grew up in Greece. For me, by Coach Shane Fry. Also mentioned, last night, Harcourt to Northwestern, so got the win, 55-40. Games tonight, there are 6 on the agenda. Your conference, 7:30 at Frontier at Rensselaer Central. 7:30, Ron Colley, Central Catholic. 7:30, Western at Rossville. 7:30, Twin Lakes at Crawfordsville. 2:30 start, that was this afternoon. Lafayette when it gets Tri-County. 7:30 start tonight, Western at Peru. And this 7:30 contest, Taylor Titans at the Chipton Blue Devils. Hoosier Conference basketball, that's what's happening tonight. Break in the action we get probably after. Hi, now we'll talk about the Hoosier Heartland Conference week. Things that took place start up with Tuesday, February 6th. Were 3 games that evening. We'll talk about that because the national anthem coming right up upon us. 34 seconds left to pregame. Missing coverage of Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found. The weekly Wednesday printed edition online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. TiptonCountyTribune.com for updates on games and results. Follow Shell Garmin at symbol Shell, 2 L's, score Garmin, A-R-M-O-N. That's at Michelle _Garmin on X. formerly known as Twitter, Michelle Gorman. The Tribune, Houston Tribune, set this down momentarily. We're being addressed right now. Set this down for the national anthem. National anthem performed live by the Tipton Blue Devil Band, prep on the stage at the north end of the gymnasium. We're going to talk about the starters tonight. We'll mention first for the visiting team, Taylor Sykes. Start like this. Entering number 3, 6'2" inch sophomore, 12.1 point game average, that's Dre McClacky. And number 4, 5'9" inch sophomore, 7.6 points per game average, Christian Hall. Grabbing number 10, 6'1" inch freshman, 8.6 per game average, Keyshawn Galloway. Grabbing number 11, 6'3" inch junior, 9.7 points in average, Connor Binion. Grabbing number 12, 6'4" sophomore, 13.2 points in average, Avion Harris. The head coach is Bob Wannell. Coach Wannell going to start one freshman, 3 sophomores, 1 junior. Now for the Tipton Blue Devils, start like this. Senior night here at Tipton High School. Starter's going to be number 4, 6'2" inch senior, Evan Hare. Grabbing number 11, 6'1" inch senior, 20.9 points. Game average, that's Nolan Swan. Bring number 12, 6'4" inch senior, 6.7 points. Per game average, Ryan Tracy. Bring number 15, 6'10" inch senior, Nick Johnson, 2-for-2 from 3-point land. And number 23, 6-foot senior, 12.6 points. Game average, at Jackson Money. Head coach for the Blue Devils, Coach Cliff Hawkins. So they're talking about the starters, Blue Devils. 5 starters, they're all seniors tonight. Senior night at Tipton High School. A Saturday night. Better than basketball in the state of Indiana. So they're going to tip it off here momentarily. Their leaders out on the floor. Blue Devils out on the floor. Taylor Titans out on the floor. The leaders walk off. It'll be a basketball game. Taylor Titans, as mentioned, going to wear the black uniforms, red numerals, white outlines. Blue Devils going to wear the customary white form as the home team. They'll wear the blue numerals. I believe they're outlined in black. So jump it up. It's going to be Ryan Tracy, 12, senior for Tipton. Jump it up, Taylor Titans, number 12. Javion Harris, 6'4", a sophomore. Comes caught, tosses low. Picked up and he's right there. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to have a hard time. They'll probably jump it up again. They're going to say the ball was last touch. Taylor was a tough one. Toss was not real tall. Brings to the front court. It's going to be Noah Swan on the dribble. Step there at half court. Number 3, Dre McClatchy. McClatchy's going to get a good assignment tonight. Stolen Swan. Swan going to dribble in. Move into paint, turn around, jumper, rims off. Dope. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Taylor. On the dribble, that's number 11, Connor Binion. Back out top to move it right side behind the arc. Trey McClatchy. Centered up. Stay out. To get the ball back. Connor Binion. Out top. Left side behind the arc for Christian Hall. Going to bounce the angle out top again. They're going to bring the ball in. Outside the arc, going to drive the lane. Connor Binion. Into the corner. Going to be a baseline jumper. Left-handed shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Taken there by Keyshawn Galloway. For the board. Finally goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Out of the bucket on the baseline. Tossed in Ryan Tracy. Action money. Going to bring it to the sideline. Going to be guarded full court. Before Christian Hall. Christian Hall, 5'9 sophomore. Action money, 6-foot senior. Outside the arc on the dribble. Ryan Tracy. Back to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to dribble in. He'll take a back three and get the bucket. Fade away. Nolan Swan for three. The 3-0 contest. Front court with the basketball. Work it back around. Chin. Keyshawn Galloway. Go to the corner baseline. They'll bring it back around. Touching the hands briefly. Trey McClatchy. Ball's loose. Floor going to be picked up by Gavin Hare. Outlet. Cross the timeline. Jackson Money. It's sliding. We'll take a three. Cross shot. Right corner baseline. Got it. Jackson Money with the friendly roll. Jackson Money went living right. I believe that wholeheartedly. Outside the arc, moving around the perimeter. Side the arc, going to bring it back around. Back into the hands of Dre McClatchy, the point guard. Corner baseline. Corner shot rims out. Shot taken by Keyshawn Galloway. Down Tipton. To the front court, Ian Tracy. Work it out to Jackson Money. He'll dribble in, go out behind the arc. Drake Johnson. Cast out, they get it to Ryan Tracy. Pass it, Noah Swan. They take a jumper. Four steps behind the arc. Noah Swan for another three-point shot. 9-0 contest. Timeout on the floor. Pulled by Coach Bob Bell, and we'll mention Church Heartland Conference this week, Tuesday, 46, 3 games. Clinton Prairie, 56. Eastern, 52. That's a conference game. 05, 69. Clinton Central, 68. Another conference game. McConaughey, 55. Carroll, 60. On Wednesday, February 7th, there was one game. Sheridan, 55. Southmont, 55. We'll start up right here. We'll talk about last night. Games happening tonight. The Hoosier Heartland Conference. Bring the ball in from the backcourt. The Titans going to toss it in. Inbound from Javion Harris. Into the timeline, that's number 4, Christian Hall. Now some instruction. Get out top, being guarded by Jackson Money. Work it right side. Down the perimeter. In the hands of number 11, Connor Binion. Back out center circle. Stationary dribble. He'll move it left side, Christian Hall. Move back in. Going to be a shot outside the paint. I wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Javion Harris. Bring the rebound. Ball gets tipped out of bounds. That's touched by brought in right the bucket on the baseline by Taylor. Can he get it in? That's number 11, Connor Binion. Get it in. Number 12, Javion Harris. Pick it back out. Move it around the perimeter. Three-point shot in the air. Got it. Credit the shot. Credit the bucket. Number 3, Dre McClatchy. To the front court in a hurry. Reverse layup is good from right to left. It is reverse layup for Jackson Money. It's 11-3. Ball's in the front court. Going to back around. They'll go to the other opposite corner. Here's briefly Javion Harris. Move it back around. Christian Hall. Now behind the arc. The basketball, Connor Binion. Move it left side, Dre McClatchy. Now to Binion. Here's Ben move in the paint. Get back out. To Jacob Trueblood in the ballgame. Taylor after the timeout. Jacob Trueblood, 6-foot sophomore. Get around the perimeter. Get back in, going to dribble the lane. He's going to take a floater in the paint. Got it. At the bucket. Number 12, Javion Harris. 11-5 contest. Blue Devils in front. Bounce pass in the front court. Ryan Tracy. Behind the arc. He'll work at left side. Fake Johnson. Puts the hands, Gavin Hare. They get to Nolan Swan to kick it back out. Push shot good. Jackson Money for three. 15, 5 contest. Blue Devils by 9. Bounce it out top. The dribble there is Connor Binion. They move it right side. They go to the corner with it. Deion Harris. Touch hands briefly. Dre McClatchy. Going to go baseline drive off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Down Gavin Hare. That shot taken by Christian Hall. Front court Jackson Money. Slide shot wouldn't go. The floater just outside the paint. The foul whistled. Foul in the ball game. He whistled on Taylor. They're going to whistle this foul on number 11, Connor Binion. At the foul strike, Jackson Money, 75%. First shot is good. Jackson Money now 25 for 33 on the season. Sub in the ballgame. The Blue Devils is number 3, Grady Carpenter. In a breather is Craig Johnson. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Found out there, that's number 12, Javion Harris. Front court with the basketball. Outside the arc, they go to the corner with it. Get it back. That's number 3, Dre McClatchy. McClatchy out top of the basketball. They're moving around. Number 11, Connor Binion. Dribble in off the glass. Hard wouldn't go. That was number 12, Javion Harris. Rebound tipped him. And Tracy just packs some money. To the hands briefly, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off. 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan with another 3-point shot. Come out on the floor. 5, Blue Devils by 13. Take a 60-second timeout. We'll finish this up, the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Last night, there were 5 games. Prairie, 7, Covington, 48. Conference game, Promission Delphi, 50. Western Boone, 42. Christian last night got the win over Central Say Clinton Central, 57-37. But in Blackhawks, got a win last night over Carroll, 75-72. That was a conference game. The conference game last night, Tri-Central, 60, Taylor, 37. And games happening tonight, Saturday, February 10th, 5 games. We're 7:30 starts. Prairie at Covington. Eastern at Daleville. Christian at Tri-Central, Northwestern at Rossville, Taylor, right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. There's a second horn getting ready to toss the ball in, brought in from the backcourt. 4 feet away, baseline to baseline. Looking for help in the backcourt. We tossed in 32, Jacob Trueblood. They'll get it to number 11, Connor Binion. He'll cross the timeline. Low dribble right there. He'll work it right side. Looking to get rid of it. Out top, move around Keyshawn Galloway. No way out top, looking to get rid of it. Will to Javion Harris. They'll move the ball around the perimeter. Back one baseline, backs it back out. That's number 11, Connor Binion. Looking at left side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. Up the basketball, accidentally, so he'll get in second dribble. We're going to out top. The dribble is number 3, Dre McClatchy. Paint, elbow, right side, Keyshawn Galloway. Move it around the perimeter. Keyshawn Galloway. Elbow shot. Right side. Wouldn't go. Left-handed shot. Rims out. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll save his last touch by a Blue Devil. Might have been Grady Carpenter. He was the only one in the vicinity to get the hands on it. Carpenter taking a back seat. Didn't start tonight. It's okay with that. Grady Carpenter. He's all team. Team player. The junior. Worked the ball in. He blocked on the inbound right there. So we're back out near the center circle. In the classy. Back out top on the stationary dribble. Number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Dicks it over Connor Binion. Back pedal dribble being guarded there by Swan. Connor Binion goes left side around the perimeter. Dribble into paint. Lost the handle. It's going to be off of Taylor this time. It's going to be off the jersey of Keyshawn Galloway. Blue Devil's going to bring the ball in. They're going to face pressure in the backcourt. We're in the backcourt. We're going to pressure the inbound. Gavin here tosses it in. Grady Carpenter, cross-court pass. Nolan Swan back to Grady. Drilling across the timeline. He'll pass it. Swan, they go to the corner. Jackson Money. Point shot is good. Jackson Money, another 3. They're going to see the front court in a hurry. 4, Christian Hall. Top of the basketball, Connor Binion. On the perimeter. The corner baseline. Thought about a 3. With 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Look it back around. Galloway, they go down low. paint turnaround jumper. Couldn't get the shot. Looked like he might have been fouled. No foul called. But Ken, Keyshawn Galloway, inside the arc in the front court, is traveling violation. He put the ball on the floor prior to taking that first step. That's okay. Blue Devils going to give the ball back to Taylor. First quarter. 1 minute, 35 seconds left. 21-6. Take that back. 21-5. It's in the front court. Lost the handlers in the paint. In the ball game, number 5, Jalen Wooten. Jalen Wooten is a 6'1 junior. Ball's in the front court. Wooten, he's got some quickness. Instead of screen there, Jackson Money. The basketball around, it's number 3, Dre McClatchy. Turns to Kristen Hall. Side the arc, elbow. 3-point shot on the way, good. Grab the bucket, Taylor Titan. Number 11, Connor Binion. In for 3. Dribble to the timeline. It's going to be Jackson Money crossing the timeline on the dribble. Cross court pass, Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it down low. 2-point bucket, good, Gavin Hare. Carpenter, there's 1 assist, averages 8.7 per game. To paint, 2-point shot wouldn't go. Javion Harris found Grady Carpenter. Front court, score pass to the corner, Jackson Money. Bring it back to Nolan Swan. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Gavin Hare with the rebound goes back up. Gavin Hare will absorb a foul. Gavin Hare will shoot 2. Couple of subs waiting to check in. Sam Quigley going to check in momentarily. 31.6 left. 23-8. Gavin Hare, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Gavin Hare on the season, that's his first miss. He's now 2 for 3. Went from 100% down to 67% with that shot. At this one, he'll be back up to 75%. Wouldn't go. Down out of there, picked up by Taylor. Pick up Trueblood. Front court on the dribble is Christian Hall. High out top, he'll take the point. That's number 3, Dre McClatchy. 3 seconds left. Stand in the center circle. Stationary dribble. And he'll overlook at 10 seconds. Work it back around. We're going to their approach. Crossover dribble. Come back out. The left side. Shot in the air. Couldn't get it. He's inside the arc. He'll on the trip to the stripe. That foul's going to be whistled on Tipton. At the free throw line, it's going to be Christian Hall. Christian Hall, 5'9 sophomore. The whistle is foul on Nolan Swan. He has 1. Here comes the shot. Christian Hall, first shot, comes off, wouldn't go. Institution in the ballgame. Sam Quigley to get the play here in the first quarter. 1.9 seconds left. Kevin Hare nearly played the whole quarter. Some medium fives all down the bench area. Christian Hall. Second shot up. Rims off long. Let's go. Grady Carpenter. Both shots of buzzer. He got the net. That was a three-quarter court shot. But all he could get onto it, and it went off the bottom of the net. Play, and we'll mention, at the end of the first quarter of play, Tipton Blue Devils 23. Taylor Titans 8. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by Mr. Muffin's Train. Mr. Muffin's Train, now located at 28801 State Road 19, feet number 30. Dial it up at 765-292-0022. If you're a kid, if you're still a kid at heart, Mr. Muffin's Train, check them out. North, should say at the south edge of Atlanta. Also mention Mr. Muffin's Train, Bodie, promoting Hope Clinic. The Hope Clinic, Hamilton County Health Department, they are offering a free mobile health screening on Saturday, March the 9th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. That'll be on March the 9th. Walk-ins are welcome, and the available services for walk-ins would be blood pressure, cholesterol, HIV testing, sugar, hepatitis C testing, A1C, for mention, hepatitis C and HIV test results, they take up to 20 minutes to be there. If you need help, that's the Hope Clinic, the Hamilton County Health Department. both in the front court. Taylor Titans possession. Move into paint. Round jumper good. Credit the bucket. Taylor Titans. Javion Harris. Javion Harris for two. Devils going to take it to the front court. 23-10. Devils by 13. Front court, Grady Carpenter. He'll pop a three. Side the arc, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Taylor, number 11, Connor Binion. He'll bring it to the front court. Silver dribble behind the back. Side the arc, he'll work it right side. Christian Hall. Elmo, the ball back, Christian Hall. Inside out play, three-point shot, good. Number four, Christian Hall. Christian Hall shooting 53% point land. He's now 13 for 37 on the season. Side of Arkwright, they're going to dribble in the paint. Noah Swan, side out play. Another three-point shot good by Jackson Money. Jackson Money for three. He's 6 feet. He's in the front court. Come back around. Number 11, Connor Binion. Working back around. Three touches of the hands. Dre McClatchy. They'll work it out. They're going to go baseline with it. They'll bring it back out at number four, Christian Hall. Side the arc straight away. Three-point shot. Wooden Joe, shot taken for 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Front, Grady Carpenter. Long step here, get to the paint. He'll take a shot, wouldn't get the first one. His own board went back up. He get it, but absorbed the foul. Grady Carpenter, shoot two. Grady Carpenter trying to get into the game, trying to get acclimated. Seems like he comes off the bench, he's a little bit different. First shot at the free throw line, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, 60% from the foul stripe. He's now 50 for 84 on the season. He'll get one more. Take a shot up and good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. 27-13, doubled by 14. 22 on the game clock. Second quarter. Top of the basketball, number three, Dre McClatchy. Get around the perimeter, left side, Connor Binion. Back around, Javion Harris. Back to McClatchy, he'll backpedal dribble in the arc. To the corner, Jacob Trueblood. Pass way out top. And the basketball, he'll bring it back around. That's number 12, Javion Harris. Javion Harris, he's a 6'4", sophomore. He shoots 64%. Two-point land, 56% from three. He's 5-for-9 from three-point land. Sophomore, Javion Harris. Dribble around. Started right there by Sam Quigley. And Quigley checked in late. First quarter. 1.9 left. Bring it back around. Straight out top. Moving the basketball. Number five, Jalen Wooten. Blue Devils not allowing the inbound. To say the inside play. The Blue Devils hand clap for the defense. Turnaround jumper in the paint. 2-point bucket. Good. Dre McClatchy. 27-15. 15 left here in the second quarter. Side the arc, Noah Swan will dribble in. Slide jumper just outside the paint. Got the bucket. Noah Swan for two. 29-15. Front court with the basketball. Javion Harris lost the handle. Stepped there by Noah Swan. To the front court, double team. Pick up the basketball. Score pass, work to the Grady Carpenter. He'll find Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell down low in the paint. Through assist from Grady Carpenter, Idell for two. Idell from two-point land this season, shooting 64%. Now 31 for 48. Those shots in the paint. Courtesy of Grady Carpenter. And a half minutes left. 31-15. Blue Devils by 16. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Connor Binion. The other way, Grady Carpenter across the timeline. In the paint, back Jackson Money. If he off Noah Swan, they go to the corner with it. Him quickly going to get shot blocked. Number 11, Connor Binion. The other direction, Javion Harris. Will be an offensive foul, Javion Harris. Put the shoulder down, and him quickly going to accept, draw the charge, and he pretty much paid the price for it. They have to work it off. He's got a little bit of a gimp. He'll be back. He's fine. He's still in the ballgame. Mention Jackson Money going to take a breather. In the ballgame for Tipton is Ryan Tracy. Brought in backcourt. Swan, Grady Carpenter. They're going to be guarded loosely court by number 11, Connor Bennett. The front court, Grady Carpenter. The circle. They work at the left side. Nolan Swan to take a shot. Two-point shot. Right elbow, Nolan Swan for another two-point bucket. Front court, 33-15. Going to be a steal in the front court of Taylor. The other way is Grady Carpenter. Steal the ball back. Head to number four, Taylor Titan. Sid Hall. And they're going to call another foul on Nolan Swan. He was trying to get the ball back also to this action taking place right there near the center court line. So in the ball game, back in the ball game for Taylor, number 12, Javion Harris. The floor for Taylor is number 5, Jalen Roof. Also number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Going to pass it down low in the paint. Dwayne Solon. Atlanta Spidell, he'll work it up ahead. Ryan Tracy, baseline. Back to Grady Carpenter, he'll pop a three-point shot and wouldn't go. From out left side, rebound. Taylor Titans, number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Behind the arc, going to dribble in, out top of the basketball. For Javion Harris, they'll go to the corner with it. Sid Hall being guarded loosely. Three zone right there, Sam Quigley. Top of the basketball, stationary dribble. Now some instructions, that's number 3, Tim McClatchy. I side, moving the basketball, picked up the dribble. Christian Hall. Back to Javion Harris. They'll get it back to McClatchy. McClatchy's going to drive in. They're not going to allow the shot. Shot went in. It's going to be an offensive foul, a charging foul. Devil setting up to draw the charge. And what? The mind's made up. Mind's made up. It's going to go hard to the hoop. Juan L. hitting some explanations right there from one of the officials. You know, half the crowd likes the call. Half the crowd does not like the call. That's a difficult call to make. Ball's being brought in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter. Bounce pass, right side, Nolan Swan. Fun on the dribble. We're going to pick up a screen from Tracy. Dribble on in. They're working down low. Jackson Money. Jackson Money with the baseline power layup. Left side. Another two-point shot for Jackson. Front court with the basketball. 5, Jalen Woot. Pass it around. Harris, 12, Javion Harris. Back out, number 11, Connor Bennion. Bennion, the only starter for class. That's him, he's a junior. No senior starters. They have one on the team. Pass it to the corner. We're going to back around. Jalen Woot. Around the perimeter. Point shot, Javion Harris. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. 6'4" senior, Ian Tracy. Corner, Jackson Money, three-point shot, good! Jackson Money is on fire. 38. 49 left here in the second quarter. Top of the circle on the dribble. That's number 11, Connor Bennion. They'll work it back, number 4, Christian Hall. Back to Bennion. Down top. Left side, 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Back to Bennion. In move inside the paint. Couldn't get the bucket. Rebound, Jackson Money. Outlet, Grady Carpenter in the front court. Pass, he'll work it to the right side. Long, three-point shot, good. Nolan Swan from near NBA page. 41-15. 15 left. We're in the second quarter. In the front court, Taylor Titans. Around the perimeter. Work at right side, number 11, Hunter Bennion. He'll work it back around on the dribble. Sean Galloway, top Javion Harris, back to Galloway. Work at right side, and we're left side with the basketball, and the dribble, Connor Bennion. Outside the arc, called Javion Harris. In move, we're going to get him, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley is going to be screened off. Point shot, good. Dreaded the bucket, Taylor Titans, number 11, Connor Bennion. Connor Bennion lighting him up from three-point land. Finish is climbing for Bennion. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll go in the lane, left-handed layup, good. Amongst the trees, Grady Carpenter. Soft shot with the left hand off the glass. 33-15. Ball's in the front court. 17 seconds left. On the dribble, let's give it up out top. Number 4, Christian Hall. 10 seconds left. Top again. It's going to be number 11, Connor Bennion. He'll dribble the lane. Foul call is going to be a reach-in. Tipton, try to get the tie-up. Call a reach-in. 5.8 seconds left. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Gavin Hare taking a breather. Is Sam Quigley in the ballgame, the original starter for the Blue Devils, 15, Drake Johnson, 10 senior, can be brought in, 5.8 reps. Pass out behind the arc, Javion Harris. Going to be a three-point shot on the way, rims off. Shot taken there by Dre McClatchy. Rebound put back in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. That was Christian Hall. Go to halftime. Time score. 53. Killer. 10 minutes. Intermission. We'll mention, we do thank you for tuning in. Well, thank you. We'll mention. Game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. Fritz in Noblesville. Reach them by the web at fritzandfishers.com. Quality cars, trucks, QBs, Bird, low mileage, and one owner automobiles. Their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, they're located at 8599 116th Street, 317-842-2228. Again, that number in Fishers, 317-842-2228. Second location right there, Noblesville, between Noblesville and Westfield, there, Mill Creek Road along State Road 32. You can dial them up there at 317-773-232. That's 317-773-232. Again, that's fritzandfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Also, bringing you tonight's contest, Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, there is Tipton. Times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers, they are there to meet your every special need. A field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater. We'll mention Hope Jewelers. They're located at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 10:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to Hope Jewelers, Tipton. And also bringing you tonight's contest, the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the East Edge, Tipton. Stop by, you can look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. You find that shopping online isn't really necessary. Insurance is required. Or just east on State Road 28, just beyond car dealerships. Located at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, different name. Except in Indiana, Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when they can. They'll also support your choices along with your decisions. Right there, they also support the hometown kids. Bring the blue and white, the Floor Store, 765-75-230. Their number is 765-75-230. The Floor Store, Tipton. Talk a little bit about Class 2A rankings were tabulated on February 6th. That was Tuesday. The top 16 right here, Class 2A. The top, the Tipton Blue Devils. They're currently in one on the season. Play Oak Hill Tuesday, be at Oak Hill. The Blue Devils will play Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Hoosier Conference Playoffs. The crossover game, that game will be for all the marbles. The Hoosier Conference. Happen next Friday on your calendar. Also mentioned the Tipton Blue Devils. Overall, coaches polled all four classes. Blue Devils at Class 2A ranked number 13. In second place this week, Class 2A, Wayne Lewis. Wayne Lewis are currently 15-3. I will mention Tuesday they'll have a ball game at Huntington North. I guess that'll be a home game. Also mentioned number 3, Brownstown Central, 18-4. We'll mention next Friday they'll be at Eastern Michigan School. Also mentioned at number 4 this week, Bahani Raiders, 15 wins, 2 losses the season. And we'll mention next Friday they'll be going against Daleville. Number 5 this week, Southwestern, Hanover, 15-2. And we'll mention next Friday he'll be at Austin. Number 6 this week is Providence. Providence Pioneers. Seen them play baseball about 8-9 years ago. They got the title in Class 2A. Providence currently 15-3 in basketball. Next Friday they'll be going against Fort Harrison. Harrison currently 2-16. Number 7 this week, Manchester. Manchester Squires, 15 wins, 2 losses. Manchester's got their hands full Friday with McConaughey. Number 8 this week, Wayne Blackhawk. Wayne Blackhawk. Braves are 14-5. Friday they'll go against Northwood. Number 9 this week, Sullivan. 16-3. Tuesday night they'll go against Bloomfield, right there next door to Bloomington. Number 10 this week, Adams Central, Flying Jets, 15-3 on the season. Devils had a petition against them. That was at Adams Central. 3/4 of the ball game, it was tight. Blue Devils worked it open in the 4th quarter, had a 14-point lead. And they called it a day. Also mentioned at number 11, Panther. The Panthers are 14-5. And this week on Tuesday, they'll be going against Horizon Christian. Number 12 this week, Paoli. Paoli Rams, they're 13-4. And on Tuesday night, we'll be at Scottsburg, 15-4. At number 13 this week, North Posey. North Posey at 14-4. We'll mention Saturday they'll be at Tell City. They'll be home with Tell City, 17. 14 this week, Hebron. We're in there, 18-1. And the next Friday they'll be going against Boone Grove, 9-9. At number 15 this week, two teams tied. Number 15, one team is Clinton Prairie. Prairie Gophers, 15-2. Those losses came from Tipton Blue Devils. I'll mention on Friday night, Prairie will be at Tri-Central. Central 11-7 presently. At other 15th spot. Finding out the lineup right here, Class 2A. February 6th edition. Heritage. 17-4 will be at Seeger, 12-6, Friday evening. So that's how that stacks up. And both teams ready for the second half. Blue Devils are on the floor taking some shots at their leisure. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you. Dean's Auto Parts. Car Quest Auto Parts in Cicero, 1110 Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero right here at Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members, Car Quest Auto Parts, you can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Team's Auto Parts, Cicero, protein, tomato, the left, catching the Taylor Titans down on the floor, taking some shots at their leisure. 20 seconds left. The timeout. The 9-minute timeout. We'll mention they go 9 minutes. Intermission. The last minute of the 10-minute intermission is distinguished as a timeout. Buzz, 15-second horn. Time it reaches zero, the team with the basketball is going to enter the basketball into play. Supposed to be right there so the official can hand him the basketball. There's a 15 seconds, or 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Possession going to belong to Tipton. Sam Quigley inbound the basketball. Possession arrow, Tipton possession. Now it's going to be Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to toss it in. Going to play full court pressure. Guard Quigley in the backcourt, Taylor, number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Get loose as Quigley. That's to the front court, tips. Here, good play. Christian Hall up in the hands of Ryan Tracy, barely in the front court. I see him quick. Going to go back door. Cut. Nolan Swan to get it back out. Grady Carpenter, 3 points down, wouldn't go. Rebound, Javion Harris. Taylor, he'll bring it to the front court. He'll drill it all the way in. Want to go to the corner with it. They're going to call out of bounds. He'll save his last touch by Javion Harris. Blue Devils going to bring it in from the backcourt, right of the bucket on the baseline. Swan brings it in, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to be guarded loosely all the way down to the court. Connor Binion fighting the defense. Side the arc, Sam Quigley. Side Nolan Swan, he'll pop a three. Rim out right there near his face. In the face is Greg McClatchy. The other direction, in the paint. One shot wouldn't go. Taken there by Keyshawn Galloway. Rebound, put back is good. Shin Hall for two. See, 3:20 in the front court. Blue Devils front. 7 minutes left. We played a minute. Third quarter. Nolan Swan goes dribbling. Go to baseline jumper. 3-point shot. Got it. Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy adding on to his 3-point shooting. 50 shooting 6%. Now 17-46 season. We're going to round the perimeter. Side the arc, number 11, Connor Binion. They'll go to the corner with it. Get back out. Deshaun Galloway. Jump shot. Bow right side. Good. At the bucket. Number 3, Dre McClatchy. McClatchy averaging 12.1 per game. Dribble it in. Nolan Swan. Pass it outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley from 3-point land. Quigley shooting 36%. 25 for 67 in the front court with the basketball. McClatchy. Whoa, right side. He'll dish it off. And the arc, 3-point shot good. Taylor Titan, number 4. Christian Hall. Oh, is above 33%. 3-point land. The season. Grady Carpenter. He'll drive the lane, dish it off. Tracy, get back to Grady. To Jackson Murray outside the arc. Sam Quigley. 3-point shot of good. Good right there for Quigley. Trips down the floor, 3-point bombs for Quigley. To the corner, working back around. Out top, Connor Binion. We're going to left side around the perimeter. Davion Hall on the baseline. Double team there by Grady Carpenter and Nolan Swan. He'll pass it down low. The glass, 2-point bucket, good. Shin Hall at 5'9 in the paint for two. 52-27. Blue Devils in front. Swan, step back three, he'll pass off. Going to pass it down low. Ryan Tracy had to get the bucket on the power layup. Couldn't get the shot away. Should say he did release the basketball. So he's going to earn 2 shots at the foul stripe. Whistle is foul on Taylor, number 5. Jalen will take that back. It's going to be on number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Shot good for Tracy. Ryan Tracy on the season. He's shooting 67%. Now 7 for 10, he's up there to 70% on the season. Tracy will have one more. 53-27, and now 54-27. getting the ball into the backcourt, in a hurry to the front court. A McClatchy in front of the bench area for the Titans. Back around, Christian Hall. The dribble would have kept dribble, Keyshawn Galloway. They'll work it down low. It's going to be a whistle, and they're going to whistle a foul. Out in the paint right there, whistle blew. Fist went up by the official. Fist goes up. There's a foul called. When it's an open palm, it's just a dead ball, and they'll tell us what it is. So they're going to go from the baseline. The foul's whistled on Sam Quigley. Has two in the ballgame. Foul each way here in the third quarter. Bring it back out, Dre McClatchy. Her right side on the dribble. Hunter Binion to McClatchy. Paint, spin move, going to be a steal. Jackson Money reached right in there, took the basketball away. He's taking the front court. Grady Carpenter put a paint, a float one up, couldn't get it. Got his own rebound off the glass, left-handed layup. Been there for two. 56-27, 4:30 left here in the third quarter. Top of the basketball, working it right there. Number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Spin move, left elbow. Take it back out. 3-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Christian Hall. Rebound, Nolan Swan. They'll work it up ahead. A slam dunk to Carpenter. Came back out. Knocked it right back out. And couldn't get the bucket. He'll get the ball back, and he's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. The Carpenter hits the deck. He's okay. Going to get two right here. First shot up and good. Grady Carpenter, 6'6", the junior class member. He'll get one more. 57-27, Blue Devils front. Grady Carpenter's second shot is good also. 58-27, 12 left, third quarter. Their front court, Dre McClatchy. They'll go to the corner with it. Two, Jacob Trueblood back in the ballgame for Taylor. For the corner, Dre McClatchy. And the ball back out and put it out top at number 11, Connor Binion. For Jacob Trueblood, back to Binion. To the left side, Dre McClatchy with the basketball. Back out to Binion straight away. In the zone right there, the Blue Devils, to deny any pass down low to Dre McClatchy. He's looking to get it to Javion Harris. He's not available. And after Binion, he'll drive the lane. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound picked up there by number 12, Javion Harris. Drive the lane, Javion Harris. Point shot wouldn't go. Rebound. To Carpenter. To the front court, Nolan Swan. A screen from Jackson Money. No one's going to dribble the paint. They'll go to the corner, Ryan Tracy. 3-point shot is good. Ryan Tracy, 61. He's 12 left in the quarter. McClatchy picks up his dribble with Binion. Right side, Trueblood. The corner. Going to bring it back out, Javion Harris. Back to Binion. Your left side, McClatchy. Spin move. Going to lose the handle. The spin, going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Back in the ballgame for Taylor, number 4, Christian Hall. Also back in the ballgame for Taylor, number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Eddie Carpenter. The dribble, he'll walk it to the timeline. Picked up at half court by Javion Harris. 4 Harris, 6'6", Grady. He'll pass it down low in the paint. 2-point shot good. Ian Tracy. And that's going to begin running clock. Steal half court. Going back the other direction. Carpenter for 2 on the left-handed layup. 29 on the game clock. And around the perimeter. Baseline. Trueblood. You bring it back out. Javion Harris. Working the basketball. Christian Hall in the paint. And be called for a traveling violation. Give it back to Tipton. In a breather is 32, Jacob Trueblood. In the ballgame, original starter, number 11, Connor Binion. Brought in backcourt. Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline. Picked up at half court by Javion Harris. Working the dribble there, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, Nolan Swan. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Christian Hall. Go to the front court. He may try coast-to-coast. He won't make it. He'll pass it. Go to the corner to Binion. He'll be tipped out of bounds. Nearly a steal by Jackson Money. 55-27. 137. Clock moving. Mercy rule in effect. 35-point differential. in the second half will constitute a running clock. It'll be a jump ball to Payne. Davion Harris, Brady Carpenter. Back in the day, they would jump that up. Back when I was in school, 85 graduate, Hamilton Heights, they would jump that up. It's the center circle. Could have been in the front court of Taylor. Hooker possession arrow gives it back to Taylor anyway on the dribble. Get back out, Christian Hall. Right side on the dribble, Davion Harris. And yeah, they're moving around the perimeter quick. Side corner, Keyshawn Galloway. To Binion. Work it back around. Number 5, Jalen Wooten in the ballgame. Work it down low. Lost the handle, got it back. Davion Harris. The whistle and a foul called on Tipton. The paint. Sam Quigley going to pick up the foul. He's got one. Clock moving. 34 seconds left. Substitution in the ballgame, Gavin Hare. Into the ballgame as Sam Quigley will take a breather with his third personal foul. We're here in the third quarter. 20 seconds left. Get into Javion Harris in the paint. Take it back out. Dribble, Christian Hall. Put it behind the arc. Binion back to Harris on the baseline. Binion out top. Dribble, Christian Hall. Get a shot away here in the quarter. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Long three-point shot rims off barely. Nearly went for Christian Hall. Going to complete the third quarter of play. For three quarters, the Blue Devils 65, Taylor Titans 27, 62nd timeout. Mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, and good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. So it's that first cup of coffee, that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Jim Dandy, Tipton, Noblesville Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times. Not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurants in Noblesville. It's going to be brought in half court. Blue Devils are going to get the alternate possession arrow once again. It was a tie-up jump ball there in the third quarter at the front end at the court of Taylor. Ball brought in, Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline. Out top of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. The left side, Jackson Money, baseline, and bring it back out for Swan. The team back to Jackson Money. Corner baseline, going to pass it to the backcourt. Going to be over and back. Jackson Money taps himself to chest. He knew the pass was too tall. It caused the over and back. So Jackson Money going to take a breather. He'll get some medium fives. Let's see from Coach Cliff Hawkins. Jackson Money having an exceptional shooting night for Tipton. Top of the basketball, moving around the perimeter. Sort of McClatchy, down low, Javion Harris. The glass, got it. Around jumper, left of the glass in the paint. Javion Harris for two. 65-29. Devils with the basketball in the lead in the front court. They're working back to Ryan Tracy. They're working right side, three-point shot. Gavin Hare wouldn't go. Gavin Hare tried the three. Now, 1 for 6 on the season. Backing his way in, got away with a traveling violation, no call. Top, Davion Harris. And Harris will dribble in. Off the corner baseline, McClatchy. Tried baseline. Harris, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Going to be picked up in the front court. They'll work it down low off the glass. Point bucket, good. Keyshawn Galloway. A real good find from the right corner baseline. Flipping it out of a double team. Philly a steal. Javion Harris picked up there by Ryan Tracy. Nolan Swan baseline. Back to Tracy. Dribble in from three-point land. Corner, three-point shot. Rims around. Got it. Nolan Swan for three. Penalty roll at the north end. Credits the assist. Ryan Tracy in the front court. Binion. Top, Keyshawn Galloway. Aside, moving the basketball. Dre McClatchy. Hey, back out. It's Christian Hall. Dribble in. That's number 10. John Galloway. Ball's loose. went out of bounds, saved it from going out of bounds, Gavin Hare. Front court now, Drake Johnson. Point shot, wouldn't go. And he's now 2 for 3 on the season from three-point land. Kind of had to hurry that shot along. Substitution in the ballgame. Going to see number 5, Jalen Wooten, back in the game. Going to breathe it for Taylor is number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Devils going to bring it in left to the bucket on the baseline. They're tossing it in. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Comes down with a basketball. Take it back behind the arc. Right side corner baseline. They're passed out of there. And it's Fidel back in the game for the Blue Devils. Owen Swan, who dribble around. Hesitation dribble. Lost the handle. Picks it back up. Bounce pass to Drake Johnson. He'll reset the offense in the front court. Grady Carpenter. Full threat available. He's right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. He'll dribble out top, into paint. Get outside, Drake Johnson, another three-point opportunity. Good. Drake Johnson, right elbow extended, 3 for 4 on the season, 75%. Top, left of center, three-point shot from McClatchy wouldn't go. Rebound, Hall, goes back up. Two-point bucket off the glass, Christian Hall. 5'9" amongst the trees. One shot good for Hall. 71-3. Devils in front. 4:25 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. Rebound. Javion Harris. Hanging across the timeline. Front court. Shin Hall from the corner. The baseline. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Tipton. Get back to Drake Johnson. Now Nolan Swan. He'll pass it to the front court. Landed Spidell. Tall pass off the fingertips, goes out of bounds. In the ball game, we're going to see for Tipton, number 2, Peyton Aller. Peyton Aller primarily gets a lot of minutes. JV contest, Peyton Aller are going to get a lot of minutes probably next season. Aller just a freshman. Dribble across the timeline, Christian Hall. Around the perimeter, Dre McClatchy. The corner, Trueblood. That's Jacob Trueblood. Hall, Javion Harris. Now to the corner. McClatchy. Pass it down low. Javion Hall. A bit too swift. He's out of bounds. In a breather is Gray McClatchy. See the ball game for Taylor. Number 11, Connor Binion. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Gavin Hare. Now Peyton Hall are going to bring it to the sideline. Got that left hand out there guiding the way. Got to be careful there. Working back out, Drake Johnson. The corner, Peyton Aller. Aller going to bring it back out. Gavin Hare straight away behind the arc. Being guarded there by number 5, Jalen Wooten. Bring it back to Drake Johnson. He'll pick up the dribble. Outside the arc, Gavin Hare. A submission in the ball game for Tipton. Number 35. And they're working down there. 35, 6'8". Get back to Clark. And it's going to be a foul whistled. It's going to be whistled in the front court of Tipton. Grace McFalls, 35. The whistle for the foul. He's got one. So McFalls, 6'8" freshman. Ball to the front court now. Greg McClatchy. Bring it back around. In the ball game is 21, Phillip Forts. One senior, the only senior, Coach Juan LT. Got a lot of good sophomores. He's going to have a loaded team here next year and year after. Side the arc, Drake Johnson. Pass it down low to McFall. Back his way in off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. Fighting for the board, McFall. Then the whistle and a foul. They're going to whistle this on McFall. Going after his rebound. McFall's going to take up a foul in the contest. Drake Johnson going to take a breather. Senior athlete, Drake Johnson. He's 3 for 4 on the season. Point land tonight. He's 1 for 2. Dribble out top. The basketball back around. Get it back around. 21, Phillip Forts. Work it back in. Nearing the 1 minute mark, fourth quarter. Out top, moving the basketball. Win the ball game for Tipton. Working right there is for Conaway, they're in number 22. Side the paint, shot would go. Taylor, they're still fourth. Work it down low. We're under a minute, 45 seconds left. Puck still moving. Puck does stop. Free throw, so they'll stop it now. 40.7 seconds. Free throws would eat up a lot of time. At the free throw line, Jalen Wooten, number 5, got the first one. Get one more. Jalen Wooten now 5.63% on the season. 3.7 left. Will stop for timeout. Injuries in free throws during the mercy rule. Otherwise, the clock will run 5-point differential. For more, the differential is cut back to 20. Still runs because it began, and it cannot change its course once it begun has begun, the mercy rule. In the ballgame, it's Humbertown. 3-point shot at the center, Sam Humbertown. He's 1-for-1 on the season. 1-point effort. It's going to be a steal. Front court, the basketball over Conaway. Clock's going to 6 seconds. Eaton Aller going to have the basketball. They're going to double team him. Get foul, and the clock is going to empty out. 32 minutes gone by. Tipton and Taylor, annual first right here. And we'll mention the final score here tonight. Tipton Blue Devils, 74. Taylor Titans, 35. Do appreciate you tuning in. Full mission. Next game's on the agenda for both teams. Taylor is going to play Friday the 16th. Taylor will go against Carroll Cougars. That will be at Taylor High School. Full mission, the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll play on Tuesday. Tuesday they'll be at Oak Hill. You can make it. If you cannot, put me in sports.com. We'll be there. And we'll appreciate you tuning in, and we'll miss it. Set your calendar for next Friday. Next Friday, the Tipton Blue Devils will travel to Lafayette, Indiana, to battle with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. And that game will be a JV game at 6:30 for the varsity. 7:30 varsity game will be for the winner of Hoosier Conference. Thank you for tuning in. We thank our wife back home. She would sound check and she would monitor the ball game. We appreciate you tuning in. And I will mention, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're going to have Coach Cliff Hawkins just a bit. Until then, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Let it go. Here, burn. Let's get now going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. You got a good win tonight.
Really good win. Our kids, our five seniors came out and played extremely well together and to a good start offensively. And I thought our defense was moving extremely well and we rebounded the ball pretty well. So everything kind of got rolling pretty good.
Some pretty good athletes. Taylor Titans ball and they played them defensively well.
They got a wonderful team and they'll go back to work. They'll be ready for tournament time, and they're really good players.
Yeah, one senior, they started three sophomores, a junior and a freshman, and Javion Harris is good.
Yeah, very good. But they're all very good. They'll just keep working and get better and better. Coach Wannell is doing a great job right now.
Coach, how about Tuesday? You're going to be at Oak Hill.
That's a tough game. But, you know, we're going to play with great flow and movement and play our defense and we'll be ready to go.
Just last thing I'll mention, next Friday, you'll play for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference. You'll travel to Central Catholic.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, but not until we play Oak Hill.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, AJ.